But many of the experiments we see are supported by trusts and foundations. How do we get beyond them into these other people?
Well, I mean, in terms of how do we reach the high net worth individuals?
Well, and also beyond there as well.
I think from our experience, what happened is we tried to take a traditional networking-based approach to reach high net worth individuals. And with any charity, you look at people's motivation, their capacity, and whether you can get to them as your basis for prioritising how you reach people. So we developed a project, started with the networks we had and started to work through them. So a good example is Cherie Blair is our patron, and she introduced me to one of Tony's old bankers, who introduced me to another guy who had a disabled daughter, who introduced me to another guy who had lots of money and was more than happy to help because he'd been asked by his friend. So that traditional mechanism, I think the key was actually the strength of the product. That's what got us through the door, actually. So we were sending the product through. They were like, that's interesting, I'll buy that. Ex-chief executive of a very large supermarket also bought one, just on the strength of the product. And so that was transactional, the others were relationship-based. But I think the key is thinking in terms, and loads of charities, I mean, if you look on any of the recruitment websites now, charities are piling in to try and get money from high net worth individuals. Yet very few understand either the cost or the motivation of high net worth individuals. So I think that's the starting place. And what we found in my experience with microfinance is that people want to invest in something that's sustainable. They don't want to be told that if you don't fund Martha, Martha will die. They want to fund Martha and lots of other people as well, and then want to move on to the next thing. They want their investment to have a large impact. And ideally they want it to be scalable, so that, yes, I do it with this unit, but if I could do 100 units, it would be scalable across the country. And if you can start thinking in those terms and also adding on their efficiency and the use of capital and, all those answers, demonstrate need and how your charity's USP is to meet that need, that will all work. And that could work for donations as well as it can work for loans. What we found, obviously, as with any of this, as you start to promote it and become more widely known, we were fortunate to get on the front page of the FT, and in some, a number of other areas, just through the innovation, I think, that opened doors into some of the charitable trust markets as well. I think the massive sticking point for scope at the moment is, well, how do we break into the mass market, the mass affluent market? Those, we've got 100,000 regular givers. We would love to ask them to lend to us as well. They've probably all got $4,000 or $5,000 in an ISA. We can't because of the regulatory barriers, although, speak to Alia after this and see if we can work out a way around that, because there are solutions. But directly, we are limited to that high net worth market and the charitable trust market. Frustratingly, the charitable trust market seems quite reluctant to lend, whereas for me it just seems completely obvious that if you can achieve a comparable social impact and get the money back, why wouldn't you? But they don't seem to quite see it like that. And the more that we try and persuade them to do that, and we've had loans from some of the usual suspects in the social investment world. But some of the really big trusts, don't lend. They're happy to give it away. It's easier, and that's an issue that needs to be solved. So I don't know if that fully answers the question. Yeah.